To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder is being held at the state mental hospital. State officials have not been providing progress reports on how he's doing. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a judge is ordering that to change.
The alleged shooter is supposed to be undergoing mental competency treatment and restoration at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo, so he can eventually get well enough to face the criminal charges against him. Prosecutors asked they get 30-day reports on his progress, but that hasn't been happening. So they asked a judge to order state officials to court to tell them how the 22-year-old man is doing. He faces more than 100 criminal charges, including 10 counts of first-degree murder for the 2021 shooting. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Reports of sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased sharply last school year as students returned to in-person classes. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs had the highest number of reported assaults with 52. The Associated Press reports officials have seen more reported assaults at the academies in recent years, despite new sexual assault prevention and treatment programs. Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow and Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney joined a panel on the rise of American fascism this week at the University of Denver. Crow says the push to revive democracy must come from outside of Washington, D.C.
In those moments where fascist movements or autocracy has overcome democracy, it's never a widespread movement within those societies and countries. It's never the majority of people standing up saying, yes, we choose fascism over democracy. It's always a small, extreme number of folks who are able to do it, because the larger number of people, the majority, stay silent.
Crow says democracy saw 20 years of growth around the world, but he believes we are now in a democratic recession. In Denver, highs today close to 50 and warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction in the 40s across the state. It's going to be a sunny weekend with snow early next week. This is CPR News.